Have you made plans for your own funeral? I haven't thought about this at all. It seems a bit dark, but a new survey out suggests that we should put the fun back into funerals, and that is what more of us want to do. This research says that some are leaving instructions for mourners to sing their favourite songs at their funeral, karaoke style. But should funerals be traditional and what is perceived by many as respectful, or should it be simply whatever you want? It's your funeral, you do what you want, you leave your request to fulfil whatever you think should be happening. 0-30-30-80-55-55. On the line, etiquette expert William Hanson. Good morning to you, William.
Good morning, Dan.
And the commentator, Kelly Allen. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning.
William, you have planned your funeral.
Yes, I have. I'm looking at the arrangements now. I think it is helpful to be kind. I think it will be so grief-stricken, one would hope, that actually to have something on paper to make sure it is my funeral as a
I think we need to feed the meter and sort out William's phone. We'll try and sort that out. Kelly, I know when we talk about making wills and planning for your funeral, people, they find it difficult because that is thinking about something that beyond which we're not totally sure what happens. It's difficult to think about it.
It definitely is. No one likes to think about dying. We all like to think we're young and we're healthy and we'll live forever. But it is a fact. I mean, that's the two things that are certain: life, taxes and death. It's going to happen to all of us.
Have you made plans for yours?
I mean, I think I'm quite young, and like, God, I hope I've got some years left in me. But I have had a discussion with my family that I want them to play Oasis and Live Forever at my funeral. This is something that I started when I was maybe like 11, and I've always talked about it and said this is what I want, because I think I'm quite an upbeat and happy and fun person in life. And in death, I sort of want people to remember me like that. Of course, I want them to be sad and miss me and reflect on my life, but I also want a funeral that reflects me and sort of how I lived my life.
What element of a funeral actually goes beyond the person that's being buried? So, for example, if your family and friends are there and you've left some kind of, I don't mean necessarily you, but you've left some kind of request, that it maybe makes that funeral that bit more difficult for them. Maybe that is that you've made it so personal, or perhaps it's something that some might seem is inappropriate, and you've made a very difficult situation for those that are mourning you even more tricky.
You definitely don't want that, because I think ultimately a funeral is for the family and friends. It's not for the person, they are dead. They don't really care. But I think like the idea is respecting the person's wishes. But I think obviously if it's getting too silly and someone's feeling uncomfortable with it, I don't think that's ideal. But I think it's more about talking about it with your family and friends. I think my family and friends know what I'm like, and they know I like a good party and a good night out and a good sing song, so I don't think it would surprise them.
William Hanson is back on the line. So, singing your favourite song karaoke style, why do you think that's inappropriate, William?
The trouble is, funerals serve a very good purpose. They are there for the people that someone has left behind to mourn, to start to get the grief out of their system, to have that emotional moment. If you start putting in jokes or too many jokes and too much levity, I don't think that, certainly for me and people that I know, we wouldn't necessarily be able to go start that mourning process. It would have to happen later. And, you know, it's not a stand-up comedy show. It's not who can have the funniest funeral. And I think funerals have become slightly competitive.
Really?
What can we do that sort of trumps the other person? And, how casual can we make this? Or how multicolour, and actually I think funerals have a good old cry, feel awful, and then rally round after that.
What about the alternative way? For example, producer Kathy here, she wants to be cremated and then made into fireworks. Do you think, is that appropriate?
To each their own. It's not something that I would do. I want to be buried with ideally preserved and put in a mausoleum.
So you want to be preserved, like an old pickle?
Yes, because I can't decide what is worse, being buried if I happen to still be alive or being cremated if I happen to still be alive. So I've decided preservation in an above-ground mausoleum.
You could get stuffed and mounted. You'd be sitting in somebody's living room.
Well, I could
Or elsewhere in the house.
Yes, stuffed and mounted sounds very appealing.
I haven't thought about what I would like to do, to be honest, because I do find it, Kelly, quite difficult. It just makes it, the thought in your head, it seems quite dark, and that's why I try to avoid it.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think it is hard to think about it because, as I said, we all like to think we're fallible. I think it depends a lot on the person and also the age the person dies. I went to a funeral where a guy, he was actually a radio DJ, was 21 when he died, yeah. Quite unfortunately, and they played the Kanye West album at the funeral because he loved Kanye West.
Yeah.
And it was something that we all associated with him.
Okay.
And there were a few jokes because he was a funny person and it was nice to remember funny times with him. And I think funerals are about remembering, not necessarily, I mean, grieving, of course, but also remembering happier times.
Okay.
Because that's sort of what life's about, isn't it?
We'll have to leave it there. Kelly Allen and William Hansen, thank you very much.